We are drunk on liberty. Ryan, Jay, and Sarah Nay, and we're back in the Liberty Lounge live for you tonight, and we are drunk on Liberty.
Hello, we are.
We're back.
Drunk on Liberty. Season 2. Can you feel it? Do you know it?
You know.
I don't know what to say.
It's been a while. We've been off for about a year now.
I have $100 million in the bank. Do you?
No, we don't. That's not the reason
we did not put $100 million in the bank while we were gone. Sorry, Romy.
Damn it. I wish we did.
I'm the only one with enough stones to say it.
Stones? What does that even mean? Enough stones. Balls?
One?
You don't even know?
I don't even know what that means. What does it mean to have enough stones to save it?
Get over it.
God, I hate Romy. This is the whole reason we didn't do it for a while. I'm just kidding. It's not. I'm just saying.
Season 2.
We're back, and we're not black, but we're back. We're kind of tan. We're tan.
Not really.
No, not really. It's been a rainy season. Anyways, we have been gone for a long time.
Did you miss us?
Did you miss us? Yes. Our drunken how do you say, randids? Rampants?
What?
What is it when you ramble? Oh, rambles. Is that what I was thinking? I don't know.
I don't know, but I just want to let everyone know that I'm going to be very slow with any sort of drops and or music, trying to get it to kick in.
But that's usual. You never really have it.
Actually pretty on point. I think
Your finger was getting fast.
That was pretty good.
Oh, God. I hate this song.
Why?
Because it brings back memories of animals dying.
But this is what brings in the money.
Oh, yeah. So go drunk dial us. Like, that brings money.
No, just donate. That's all.
Just donate some money. I don't even know where they go anymore, donate money. Where
go
they go?
Drunkonliberty.com. We
just
exist.
Kidding.
The
I'm
website
just
exists.
I'm just kidding.
It did not go away. It may have looked like it went away for a little while during that time.
It was just really depressed.
But it was there.
It so go ahead.
It wasn't accessible.
Give us the money at Drunk on Liberty.
It totally looks different. This is true. Oh. It looks totally different now.
Yeah, because we're slacking.
Yeah, it's a cheap
version. Well, you can give us money and we'll send you a koozie because we still got those koozies.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that donates, anything that you donate, give us your information and we'll send out a couple koozies.
Yeah, because we've gotten people that would donate and they didn't give us our information, so I couldn't give them a koozie. I remember that. Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember that.
Maybe.
Anyways.
I wonder if Michael LeCompte is still out there. Our biggest donator. He was so nice and gracious to us.
Yeah.
We were very happy with him.
I don't know.
JW. He never did donate, I don't think. Maybe he did.
I don't
want to call him out.
Who knows?
Hey, JW.
Any kind of shout out there.
I know you're out there. Are you still? Well, the only way you would hear this, I guess, is if you're still subscribed to our podcast.
Yeah.
You would have had to stay subscribed.
I don't know. Maybe. We've been gone for a while.
We have been gone since August of 2013.
So over a year.
Early August.
Yeah, over a year.
Did you guys miss us?
I don't think so. There's enough drunks out there. But not as special as us.
I do remember shortly, well, maybe not shortly, I don't know, a few months after we left, and we weren't doing it for a while there.
Oh.
Well, for a while, for this whole time.
Okay,
until now.
Keep going.
But I'm saying a few months after we had done our last episode, episode 100, season 1 finale, there were like two different people that popped up on the Facebook page, like,
What happened?
Where are you guys at? Like, they had just started listening, though. And they were like, hey, what's going on? You guys are cool. And we're nowhere to be seen. I wish I had, like, a drop sound. You know that where it's like the Old West? Like, when the dust, the...
Oh, the dust.
The roll. Yeah. What are they called? What are they called?
Dust storms. Oh. The little tinder things.
The bales of hay that roll.
No, it's not bales of hay. It's weeds. Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds. See, good, it's a weed. God. See? We're just as drunk and dumb as we were before.
Well,
we can't remember shit. All right,
let's
ever.
Get rid of this sad music because this is just fucking depressing.
Well, anyway, what we're saying is you can donate to us. I know we haven't been around for a while. And just to let you know, we're not going to be around every weekend. We did do that for the first season, but it's going to be a little tougher for season two. We're not going to do it every weekend, but keep your ears open. We'll be around here and there. Don't give up on us.
No, we won't. Yeah, it won't be how committed we were.
See, you'll get gems like that.
Yeah. Gems, you mean? I thought you said gems.
I said gems.
Oh, see? Okay. Anyways.
Wait. Did you say it differently?
No. I said it
gems
wrong.
Gems or gems? Oh, like gym?
I
like
thought you
gym?
Said gems. You won't get any gems like that.
Well, we're bringing four more gems onto this podcast.
Oh.
What?
It's good. Yeah, we're done hosting. That's what we're leading up to.
No, we're
It's going to be taken over by four gems. They're all named Jim.
And a Scott, because you always got to have a Scott there. He's
I'm
the
just
badass
saying,
of the
four
group.
Gyms and a Scott, and goodbye,
Sarah
Ryan
Renee.
Jay and Sarah Renee. We're done.
Gotcha.
We're retired.
No, we're not retiring.
We're retarded.
Don't do that. That's mean. Okay.
But yes, we will send you a koozie if you do donate. I don't even care what you donate. We'll send it to you.
Okay, we're doing that thing that we used to do where we just dwell and stuff. Let's move on.
Here is what happened while we were gone.
All right, go.
Ryan J got his horrible eyes fixed. He now has high-definition vision, bitches.
Oh, fancy.
Bradley Manning became Chelsea and is sentenced to 35 years in federal prison.
Horrible.
Obama announces he would like to bomb Syria and institute sanctions, but there is no support for war this time. Maybe later.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
There is a shooting by a former Navy reservist that kills 12 people. Oh, so sad.
So, of course, there's more gun control talk now.
More gun control talk. The U.S. government shuts down for 16 days. Woo! But you must still pay their taxes and follow all their laws on paper. So, did they really shut down?
No, they got to pay vacation. That's a pretty nice vacation. 16 days?
Gay marriage passing all over the place. Why would anyone want to run their relationship by the government? It'd be great if I could read without stumbling.
It could. You could.
Yeah. Ryan J. turned the age of the Lord.
What age is that?
33.
It's pretty high point in your life, then.
A typhoon hits the Philippines.
Which, can I talk on that real quick?
Tragic.
There's another one coming. There's another one coming to Japan.
60 tornadoes hit the Midwest within a month.
Oh, that's a lot.
Paul Walker dies in a car accident too fast, too furious, and too soon. Nelson Mandela dies. People are sad, even though he took part in killing hundreds of innocent human beings. Mother Russia makes Olympics somehow more depressing. Belgium legalizes euthanasia.
That's news to me.
Ryan J. became one of those douchebag Mustang drivers. Then he got a chicken shit ticket. Fuck the police.
Or you need to slow down.
Russian unrest near Crimea River.
I don't understand that.
It's
Go
a
ahead.
Real river called Crimea, oh. But Justin Timberlake had that
yes, I
song,
know. Yes,
Crimea River.
People say
it's
that.
It's hilarious, so that's part of the joke.
I gotcha.
Malaysian airplane vanishes.
And is still vanished?
Obama sanctions on Russia. Putin decides to swim naked.
Ew.
He has a big belly. People go crazy over the World Cup. Then they realize it's just soccer. They need to settle down. Drunk on Liberty gets an asshole puppy.
Yeah, that's about it. That sums that up.
U.S. government bombs Middle East some more. Russia apparently shot down that Malaysian airplane that vanished.
Okay, I got it.
There's a new bad guy around. It's called ISIS, or Is-Is. And they be chopping heads. The Fappening.
I have no idea what that is.
Other people do.
Okay.
U.S. government bombs Iraq and... Oh, they're back. Syria. Finally, they get their chance.
They got it. Mm-hmm.
Scotland votes no on independence. Should have realized you can't vote to be free. But maybe you should at least vote yes when you're voting for independence instead of vote no on independence.
We'll chit-chat about that later.
And the most scariest thing that has happened since we've been gone, Ebola could be the strain from the FX show that everybody watches. Anybody
yes.
watch it? Anybody?
I
Anybody?
Know.
Anybody?
I know. Ooh.
Well, there you go.
That was a That's lot of things.
What happened while we were gone.
Hmm.
I'm sure some more shit happened, but...
The things that we thought were important.
Not even that.
So, question, because I must be question. Stupid. I don't freaking follow the news very often. Well, at least the mainstream
well,
media.
We'll get to that.
I just had a question. That's
okay,
all.
Go.
The,
what is it?
The Malaysia airplane thingy, Majigger.
Wait,
so it was,
you don't have to be racist.
I wasn't racist.
Sound like you said.
I just said thingamajigger. Anyways, so they prove that Russia threw that shot it down? A commercial plane that just has passengers on it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's proven? Where did they find the wreckage to prove that?
I don't know the whole story.
Oh.
Because I don't have it right in front of me. But yes, it was shot down by... I told you this when it happened. Or when it came out that they had done it.
Well, apparently I thought it was something else. Sorry.
Well, also, while we were gone, we have this little thing. Oh, actually, it'd be nice to know the number. I don't remember the number. Is it on there?
Eh.
I know it's 623-5. Oh, there it is. You can drunk dial us. You're supposed to do this.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Okay, I guess I'll go. Come on and drunk dial us at 623-505-6375.
While we were gone, we had a drunk dial message, which is obviously not for us, really, but we're going to play it anyway.
We're going to play it anyway.
Hi, this message is for Diane. This is Tiffany calling from Dr. Barakul's office. This call is to let you know that Dr. Barakul approved your medications, but only for 30 days. She says that you need an appointment for any further refills in the future. So that means you need to call and schedule an appointment. The prescriptions were sent to the Walmart pharmacy you requested. If you have any other questions or concerns, you can give me a call back at 602-992-1900. Thank you and have a great day.
That's really a prostitute, right? Trying to schedule an appointment.
Her name is Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's looking for Stephanie.
Whoops. Played the wrong message.
But wouldn't...
That was my own personal message.
Hey,
whoopsie doodles.
What? Whatever, I don't even care anymore. The devil's in his all. That's all I feel right now.
All right, so this episode 101, season 2, episode 1, may sound a little clunky.
You're going to
have that. You'll have that. Yeah, we haven't done it forever. Come on.
We're fine.
Give us a break.
We're fine.
But we do have a couple things to talk about, I think. Oh, I'm going to have to do so much editing. Wow. There's a good drop already.
See? Where's your... Back.
Where is that one?
I don't know, but I think I can't compare to that one. It was just amazing.
I know.
But let's not talk about it anymore.
I don't see it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. So anyways, what were we going to bring up? You were chit-chatting about something. I almost said chit-chatting. Shit show?
Shit. Shit-shatting?
You were a
shit chat.
There's they a call shit show. What?
No. Scat. You should have said shit chat scat.
I don't know what that shit means. Shit scat. But anyways,
they
go
both
on.
Mean the same thing.
Oh, okay. Anyways, what were we going to talk about?
Well, there's this little article from LouRockwell.com. It's called Sports Stadiums, Temples to Crony Capitalism. And this is mostly about the NFL, which I totally agree with. And the NFL is probably the worst on this subject, but the MLB is pretty bad, too. All of them are. NBA, NHL.
Yeah, they're all
shitty. These, the big sports ones are, you know, they do this stupid shit. I'll just read it.
Okay.
The NFL is running one of its own games on the public, and as one of the most subsidized nonprofit organizations in American history, the NFL excels at tackling the American taxpayer.
Ah, gotcha.
It should be of no surprise that with its religious-like following, the NFL receives the same tax-exempt status as a church from paying federal taxes.
Are you freaking kidding me? They don't pay taxes.
The MLB is the same way.
Why? They're a business just like any other frickin' business.
The legislation puts the NFL as a non-profit trade association, which it has been under since 1942.
Excuse me, can I comment on that, please?
Go for it.
So a non-profit would mean like they're not making any money off of it. Like they're giving it away, right? To like support
something?
Well, that's
just their legal terms for their...
But that's what they're categorizing them as. Yes. Like a church...
Yes,
like they
like
use,
church.
Yeah. But I can see the church uses their funding to help the poor, or like I can kind of understand that one.
We should welcome Romy.
Oh. What's up?
Hey, okay. Anyways, so but what I'm saying is the NFL fucking they pay their players, like
they do,
buy this money. Like how are they nonprofit?
No. They pay their players with the money they receive by people going to the games.
Yeah, but they're not paying taxes. But right. I understand they have a building. Aren't they paying property taxes on that building?
No. Churches don't pay property taxes for their church.
Because they're categorized in the nonprofit.
Right.
So if NFL was not categorized in that, then they would have to pay property taxes, correct?
Categories?
Whatever. Categorized is what I'm meant to say.
Well, let me read a little more. This isn't a super long thing.
Well,
I'm not going to read the whole thing.
I'm just frustrated already.
Okay. Well, maybe you want to hear a little more?
No, but go ahead. I'll listen.
But over the past 20 years, 101 new sports facilities have opened in the U.S., a 90% replacement rate. And lately, there has been a rising tendency for renovation costs to skyrocket into the hundreds of millions, which, according to Harvard University urban planning professor Judith Grant Long, the taxpayer foots, on average, 70% of the bill.
Oh, that's great, because I don't like football. So that's great that some of my money's going towards a sport that I don't like to watch.
But I've been talking about this with baseball. I love baseball, Major League Baseball. I love it. Love watching it. I'm just a big baseball fan. But I hate how every team...
When they build a new stadium...
Their stadiums are paid for... By the taxpayer, wherever they're located. The renovations that are happening soon on Wrigley Field.
Right now
in Chicago.
Yep.
Those are being funded by the taxpayer in Chicago. And that's fucking bullshit. The team can pay for their own shit.
If you want to renovate your stadium, then you pay for it.
You're selling tickets outrageously. You're making tons of money. Yes, you have to pay your players, but some of that comes from the MLB, the company, as well.
But here's my thing. You're not going to go, if you need to do something at your house, fix something at your house, you don't go to your neighbors and say, hey, give me some money for my house so I can rent to fix it, right?
The government does.
But that's what I'm saying. That's basically what they're doing.
That's what I'm saying. They're acting like the government.
We want to fix up our place, so go ahead and give me some more money from my neighbors there.
These big sports companies, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, they're acting like
NBA,
the government.
Yeah.
I think they have direct ties with the government. Well, obviously, it's fascism. It's a big corporation. They're big corporations, and they're tied directly with the government, and they get these benefits from the government. The government gives it to them, allows them to do this.
No problem with sports whatsoever. Sports are fun. They're entertaining. It's, you know, like movies. If you're in a movie, it's like the same thing. It's entertainment. But pay for your own freaking shit. That's what it comes down to. And if you can't, then fundraise. Do something.
Well,
get money voluntarily. Don't force people to pay for your shit.
This is how they put it out. Like, they'll put it out. Like, they're going to build a new stadium in a certain city. So it's out to the taxpayers that, you know, hey, this new facility is going to go up. It's going to create more jobs, more economic growth. But the thing is, what people are missing, they just
automatically agree,
like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Well, it's going to create more jobs, but it's that whole seen and unseen that people don't think about. Okay, what would these people have spent their money on otherwise if that did not exist and they didn't have to pay the taxes to fund it?
And that's why I like Kickstarter, because it's voluntarily. Like, you volunteer your money to them. Like, you give your money if you want to. But if you don't want to, if you don't like that project, then you don't give it to it. So, like, if let's say the Cubs, for instance, they wanted to renovate their Wrigley Field, they'd probably get enough donations, because how many people love Wrigley Field and love the Cubs? Come on now.
Oh, they would.
But that's my thing, is then get it voluntarily. Have a fundraiser. Don't freaking force the people of Chicago or of that whatever place.
That would be a good idea, but really, in the beginning, I mean, I could understand why a team may want to do that, because they don't want to use their own money, but you should be going into it as a team. You are a company.
Yeah.
You should be going into it thinking, okay, we need this much money of our money that we've earned by selling tickets to our games.
And merchandise and all that stuff.
Whatever, yeah. So we need this much money, so this is what we need, and we need a new stadium.
Well, that's
and then if you
yes.
don't have it, then it's like, okay, let's run a Kickstarter thing.
Yeah.
Whatever, some sort of fundraising, yes, makes total sense. But it makes total sense that they would be like, well, the government's going to let it happen. They're going to be like, well, we'll just tack it on into the... We have a contract.
They're like welfare.
It's fascist. It's not even welfare. It's
well,
like,
they're taking
it's
because
rich.
The government's
they're,
offering it.
It is welfare, but it's to the rich, because they're rich.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
These owners.
The government offers, here, we'll pay for this shit on the the expense of everyone else.
It's like the bank bailout. Government bails out the banks, takes the tax money from you and I, funnels it to the banks because they're hurting. They need money. They
what
were doing
they really,
really
should do is just say, all right,
let
peace
you go.
Out. You're done. We'll get a new company in there.
There'll be new competition. It comes, pops up.
Because that's what happens with any other business, but whatever.
But these baseball teams can afford it. These
I know,
football teams can afford it.
Especially the NFL. God.
But they don't want to spend their money.
They make a shitload of money.
They want
to
hold on and hoard that money. So they want to rip it from... It
makes me not even like them anymore.
It's so crazy, because these taxpayers in the city are funding the stadium that goes up. And then if they're big fans of the team,
then they go,
oh, maybe they go buy season tickets to a football game.
And then the merchandise.
And that's so much money. So they just gave tons more money to the team, which they just got ripped off from their taxes money to the team. So what are you doing? And now you want your team to win. And you're like, yes. And well, then I see why they use the term we. Because all these people, Like, I've been trying
not to use it, but
not to say we when I talk about the Cubs, because it's not. I'm not. I have nothing to do with the Cubs. I like the Cubs. I like watching them, even though they suck.
But you don't
all the damn time
do anything for them.
But for the most part, I think I've stopped.
Yeah, you're pretty good, and you yell at me when I do it. So
I don't say we. We need this player or whatever. I don't say that.
But here's my thing. Can I bring some up?
It's but like it makes sense why they would say we, because it's actually kind of is
because
we.
You everyone gave
fucking
their money.
Funded this team.
But here's the thing that makes me mad is that it's like the schools. You don't have kids, but yet you're still paying for other people's kids to go
right?
to schools.
It's
so
the,
it's like
it's all the
I don't
same
like
shit.
Football. I've never liked football, but yet I'm giving money to football. The
Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, yep. That's a great team. So I'm giving them money. Yet I don't. First off, they suck. Second,
why?
I don't even like football. So I'm being forced to give money to a sport I don't even like.
I mean, why is this
and
such a big deal?
A team that I don't even like. And even if I like the team, I still shouldn't be forced to give them money so they can build a stadium or pay their players or do whatever they're doing with it. I don't know. I'm just giving out examples. But
you're done.
I should
nice
not be
knowing
forced
you. Thanks for coming. Get out of here.
Give them my money. Now, if it was like I would probably, for a sport that I like baseball or hockey, yeah. All right, you're doing a fundraiser here. Yeah, here's $100. Yeah, that's fine. But I'm giving it to them willingly. Like, that's different. And I'm giving to a sport or I'm giving to a team that I support or like. That's different.
When it's voluntary, everything makes sense. Mm-hmm. When you are forced to do it, force is the worst thing possible. Why would you force
But here's the thing is
people
many people don't
it.
Even realize they're being forced. Like, when you bring up taxes, people, like, defend it. They defend it, though.
Oh,
well,
I know.
But what? Well, what do you mean? The roads. Like, I bring up, I'm just bringing that up. But I'm saying right. There's other things. But they defend it. And how sad is that they defend that they're being stolen from?
And they're driving on shit roads.
I know.
As they're saying, well, what about these roads?
It's like if someone comes in your house and takes your TV or computer, and then you're like, but I did leave it sitting on my desk. It's or, like you're defending those
well,
people that took it.
That I mean, I knew who it was, and he kind of helps out with his children. Sometimes.
It doesn't freaking matter. You stole my shit. So,
but he's a nice guy to his children.
It doesn't matter. You stole my shit.
Right.
That, but people will say, and it's just you kind of have to laugh because if you don't laugh, then you're going to get frustrated and just. Be pissed off. So
well, because it's everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, and the people that say what about the roads, especially like because most of the time when I'm talking about taxes, I'm talking about the income tax, and the income tax, none of that goes to any sort of road production.
No,
that actually most of the road production comes out of the gas tax, so you're gonna pay that if you drive at all. So that makes sense. That's a tax that so, actually kind of makes sense. If you actually have to use the roads, then you're helping paying for them because you have to buy gas in order to drive on the goddamn roads.
That does make sense.
That completely makes sense. It shouldn't even be called a tax. That should just be your fee, like a driving fee on the roads. That's why I'm thinking all the fucking gas stations, oil companies should buy up all the damn roads.
But here's my thing with that. Is you're right, it makes sense, but you still don't get to choose where that money goes to which roads to fix. Because how many roads do you drive on that need fixed, but yet your money isn't going to fix that
And that's
that
why
shit.
I'm saying my idea would work if the oil companies bought up all the roads from the governments, which the governments would never release them and let them do this. But if all these gas companies, oil companies, whatever, bought up all the roads, they own the roads, now they're adding the fee to take care of the roads into the tax or into the gas, not tax.
And
there's
then
no
they
tax.
Fix the roads that are maybe
with the fees. If it's their roads, and since they would actually be held accountable because they own the roads. Like right now, you drive down one of the government shit roads, you hit a huge pothole, like fucks up your tire completely. You can't even drive anymore.
Who pays for that?
What happens?
You pay for that shit.
You pay for that fucking shit. You may have some insurance that may cover some of it. Okay, but
typically not a tire, though.
How about the person or the entity that built the road? Shouldn't they be held accountable? Because they didn't fix their stupid little pothole that they had there? Are they held accountable? No.
No.
If the oil company, gas company, whatever, own that road, you can hold them accountable.
It's like a private
They're a company.
Yeah.
And they're looking to provide to their customers and be good to their customers. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're not going to want to go get their gas, right?
True.
You're going to stop buying their gas.
True.
Then they're going to go out of business because so many people are not buying their gas because they're not taking care of the roads that they own.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to have to pay for all the shit that they're not doing. Like,
yeah.
You're
going
to hold them accountable. You hit that pothole and it destroys your tire. You can hold them accountable.
You need to pay for my tire.
Because when can you sue the government?
Well, you can.
And even when you, I'm saying, it rarely happens, but even when you do, what happens? You don't actually win from the government.
Once
you win.
Once in a while, they'll throw out a winner just to keep people thinking.
But I'm saying, even when that happens, who do you actually win from?
The taxpayers.
Your neighbors.
Because they're paying for the freaking
You don't take
government.
Anything from the government. They're still not they're held
still
accountable.
Because you are the government. Because you're paying. If everyone just stopped paying their income taxes, then the government would.
Yeah.
But everyone.
We are the government? What is that?
But we are the government.
No, I know. But what is that? Like, so we're paying ourselves?
Essentially, we are.
No, we aren't.
Well, no.
Because
we're,
we don't get it.
But that's kind of what it seems like. You know
how
what
do
I'm
you
saying?
Mean? No, I don't.
Because, like, if we didn't pay them, like, and I say we, I mean everyone in the United States, decide, hey, I'm going to pay my income taxes, then they'd shut down because they'd have no money. And then, therefore, we'd have the control. So, therefore, we pay ourselves because then any support we get from the government is from ourselves or from others that are in our whatever category. Not the government, I guess. So, we are the government. In a sense, like we're not the government in the sense of like we are, you know, persecuting people for certain laws and shit like that. But we're the government in the case of funding for the most part.
Well, yeah,
that's what I meant. Because if everyone, even in a whole state, if everyone in one state stopped paying, you can't arrest everyone in one state, you know, it would and then it would be a trend. It'd be kind of like the marijuana trend.
Well, that's what I've always been saying is you don't even need everybody. Like,
but
I know
I'm just
you're just
it a little bit more extreme.
I know you're just saying because
maybe in a whole city.
It
there
sounds
go.
Good. Well, no, I'm just saying enough. I always say enough people.
But what is
I don't
enough?
Know, right. I don't know what that number is, but
that's why I was kind of putting a visual there, like a
it's
state. Or
nowhere
city.
Near all. It's definitely nowhere near all. You just need a good amount of people.
And then the people see,
like,
well, they're not getting prosecuted for it, so then I'm going to freaking do it. And
that's
then,
what I'm saying. It'll what's the term?
You know, trend on.
That's not the term.
I know, but it will domino effect. On. The domino effect, kind of, in a sense. Like, then everyone will just start doing it.
Anyway, and, fuck the NFL.
Okay.
Fuck the MLB, even though I love baseball. But seriously, I still say fuck the MLB. I like baseball. I like watching it. I love the Cubs.
You just don't like the process behind the scenes.
I hate the corporate. What it is, it's corporatism.
Okay.
And that's what this article is all about. It's the NFL, but it also talks about a little bit about soccer. There's this...
soccer?
Yeah. Oh,
you
my God.
You can't even watch a soccer.
Where was it?
Hispanics.
I saw it was like 97% public funded. Or
but
90%.
Who? How do you watch soccer? Oh, this upsets
it.
Me. Although I did play soccer back in the day, I don't like
okay.
it now.
Chester, Pennsylvania spent $117 million on a soccer stadium. It was 97% funding from the public. And this Chester? Pennsylvania, tiny little town.
Yeah, of course.
That it equated to $3,334.90 for every man, woman, and child in Chester, in Texas, to fund a soccer stadium.
And that's BS, because I bet you none of those people watch soccer because they're from Pennsylvania. They're like backcountry people. They don't give a shit about soccer.
It's not even that.
They're
it's
about hunting.
They're Americans. What Americans watch soccer and really mean it?
Not many. Except for the ones that came from Europe.
Or Mexico.
Yes, as I'm saying. Hispanics are so about that. I'm surprised. That'd be like an Arizona or New Mexico thing. Not Pennsylvania is way far away from there.
See, we got to stop this shit. What
but
is going
that,
on?
If that doesn't make you think, then I don't know what will. Because that's soccer. Come on now. Soccer.
And
it's almost like a swimming team.
But this is just one sort of area. I mean, this is just sports in general. But there's so many other things do the exact same thing. Like you were saying, schools. Like police departments. I mean, that's what that is. It's a monopoly.
And
they take your money, and then they give you a ticket for going 14 over the speed limit.
Well, the funny thing is, we actually do get, I'm sure other cities get this, but when we get our property taxes, it actually tells us the amount of what we paid last year and what it went to, and then what our amount this year is going to actually go to. And guess what the number one is?
Schools.
And then police department.
Yeah.
And guess what the least amount of money goes to?
Fire.
Yes, the fire department. The least amount goes, and they're the most like, what's the word?
They actually save people.
Yes, and they're the most. But that's not the one I was. That's not the word I was thinking of. Like the most, not potential. But they get there very quick. I can't.
Response time.
Yes, like is super fast. Mm-hmm. Yet they get the less amount of funding. All right. Anyways, moving on. That was a big rant we did. We need to move on. But go ahead. Next.
Hey, we're talking about the NFL. Apparently Tom Brady says he's the champion beer drinker.
For what?
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady can beat all comers. Oh.
That
sounds
weird.
What kind of comers?
At drinking.
At drinking beer, as well as American football, a former teammate has revealed. In his column, Sports on Earth, former Patriots offensive lineman Ross Tucker argued that Brady's return to form last Sunday after an apparent slump should be no surprise given the intensity with which he approaches most things in life. Tucker recalled a barbecue near the team's stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts back in 2005 when some of the offensive linemen, some of the biggest men on the team, challenged some of the new team members fresh out of college to a beer chugging contest. Brady asked if he could join in, and the rookies apparently sized up the seemingly pretty boy quarterback and laughed. Tucker admitted they should perhaps have known better. He continued, "I still have never seen anybody chug a beer faster than Tom Brady.
He hasn't seen me.
You should have seen the way he slammed down his cup. It was like he was spiking the ball after a TD."
Here's my thing. He was fresh, probably close out of college. Well, not really, because he's 37 now, right? So he wasn't fresh out of college in 2005.
No. He was the pretty boy quarterback challenging the big dudes rookies. They were rookies, but they were huge dudes, offensive linemen. They were huge. So that's why.
But I know some little ladies that can outrun boys. So your size doesn't freaking matter in a chugging of beer.
Anyway, apparently Tom Brady can chug a Bud Light with the best of them, I'm sure.
So can I. So there we go. We have some in common, Tom Brady.
Oh, by the way, what are you drinking on?
Oh, yeah. What are we drinking on? I'm drinking on a Pyramid IPL, which is an Indian pale lager.
What are you drinking
on? Sorry.
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I'm drinking a Santan Brewing Company. That's a local brew. Sunspot Gold.
Well, that's a newbie.
It's a golden.
Within last year.
It's a summer golden ale.
Refreshing.
It's very delicious. It comes in a can.
It's still hot out here, so it's still refreshing, because come on, it's Arizona. We're in the friggin' desert.
Hey, it's been a while. Let's do a little beer review.
Alrighty, I gotcha on this one.
It's been over a year.
Yeah, I know. It might be a little.
We haven't drank a single beer since.
Yeah, right.
We haven't drank a single non-alcoholic beer since.
No,
that's what I mean.
Go. That makes more sense. Alrighty, so our beer tonight.
What is it?
It is called Idiot IPA.
Yes.
That sounds about right. This might be.
It's good for us.
Yeah. And it's an Imperial Indian Pale Ale at 8.5% alcohol. And I don't want to say the brewing company because I feel like it's kind of going to mess it up. What is
Coronado.
It? There you go. Coronado Brewing California. Company. I've never heard of this company, brewing company.
Coronado? We've had a few of their beers.
I don't know. Maybe the label's different.
Their description says, it doesn't take a genius to know quality West Coast IPAs require a stupid amount of hops. A generous blend of Nugget hops and the four C's, Cascade, Centennial, Chinook, mm-hmm. and Columbus, brings forth a myriad of tropical fruit flavors and a brawny, persistent bitterness that makes for a highly intelligent brew.
Oh,
even
fancy.
Though it's called Idiot IPA.
Hmm.
90 IBUs, 8.5% alcohol. Let's crack it.
Alrighty. Hold on. Let me find my cracker opener. Meaning my beer opener. I don't know what to bring that.
All right, pour it into that tall little glass.
Got it.
Hey, you remember this?
I'm wasted.
I'm drinking. Alrighty. Fuck you, bear.
Remember this? The whole fucking federal government doesn't make any goddamn sense.
That's all
Why
right.
Why didn't I play these earlier?
I don't know.
What about this one?
The label's really cool on this beer bottle. That it's a mermaid with a freaking beer mug. With beer foam floating over boobies. It's pretty cool.
Ooh, I wanna
Her hair's
see.
Flowing in the wind. Boobies. But anyways, I want to taste
I
the idiot
I just heard boobies.
IPA.
That's all I heard was boobies. All
right.
Where are the boobies?
You can't see them.
Where are the...
I'm a long masturbator.
Oh, God. All right. Let me...
I love vaginas.
Let me have
Did
some
Did you say
of
vaginas?
I don't like that word. Mmm. Oh.
Oh.
No, it's smooth. It reminds me of Mercenary a little bit.
Mm.
But it makes sense because Mercenary is an Imperial IPA. Doesn't it?
Ooh.
It's smooth.
It's good.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Here's the difference,
it's the
though.
The Crown Series is what it says.
The difference between this and Mercenary is Mercenary after you have a very high, like, alcoholic taste after you've swallowed in your mouth. This one you don't, though. Mm. But it's also not as high percentage. It's only 8.5, and Mercenary is what?
9.5,
maybe?
3.
So it's higher. So I can understand why with that one you'd have a little bit of an alcoholic taste at the end, like a liquor almost. And this one you don't. So if you're not a fan of that, this would be a good option. It's called Idiot IPA once again.
Like it gets name. A really good rating overall on Rate Beer.
What does it get?
98.
Oh, that is really good. Because the highest you can go is 100, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's
it's
really
a
good.
91 for its style, but 98 overall.
I like it. I like it almost better than the Mercenary because that alcoholic taste at the back doesn't always, I don't always like that. So this one doesn't have a bad aftertaste, so I like that.
I don't think Mercenary has a bad aftertaste, but...
It has a very high, like,
I can tell what
liquor,
I know what you're
you know
talking
what
about. Yeah, you can taste
the alcohol.
A little kickback yeah. of the alcohol.
And later. This one doesn't have that, but it has the same taste.
It has
initially.
An alcohol finish, and this doesn't. But probably because it's lower.
Yeah,
alcohol.
But not much lower. So it's a good middleman.
It's a good balance.
Yeah. I agree.
It's a pretty good beer.
I think it's a good one after
Where's
you've
Coronado?
Had a hard day work. And you need one to kick it back. This would be a good choice. I don't know where it's in California. Said
I know that. Where in California?
I don't know.
Sounds like near San Diego.
Probably.
That's my guess.
That's where a lot of them are at. But I would recommend this one. And I will continue to.
And I would not. Actually, I would. It's very good.
Stop it! You love it just as much as I do. That's my favorite.
Remember this?
Skanks. Yeah, no, I don't remember that because I don't talk like that anymore. I'm respectful to all women, even if they do.
Your right has been infringed. You cannot own a gun.
I know.
It is impossible to own a gun. Why? I mean, unless you just want to own one against the law.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit.
You better get it.
Here's the voluntarism. Here's the anarchism. Here's the peace, love, and joy for everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank
have
you.
Have a nice night.
Very much.
You too, Michael.
Ooh,
you
have
too.
Have a nice night.
Alrighty.
Let's get some crack.
Oh.
Well, no, not that.
We're not ready for that?
We're not ever ready for that. All right, so I think after that comment, it's time for some news.
Live from the Liberty Lounge, that's what she said. Featuring Sarah Renee.
Alrighty, so it's been a while, but I got some good news stories to talk about. Okay, so as we mentioned before, how the Scottish had said no to their independence from Britain. Here's a little backstory about that, because we really didn't go into it.
Why?
Because they're idiots. No.
I mean, why is this such a big deal?
So I guess Scotland had on their ballot, I don't know if it's, that's what they call it, but they to vote for their independence from Britain, the UK, and they voted no.
So I would disagree with what you just said.
But on a more positive note, it was very close. So there were some individuals that were like, yes, I would like to be independent.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
But overwhelmed, no.
Yes, yes.
Excuse me, stop, it annoys me.
I say no.
No one. So it was a...
No.
Excuse me,
no.
I'm trying to figure this out.
No.
Opponents of independence won 55% of the votes, while separatists won 45%. So
yes and no.
It was pretty close.
Yes
there.
And no.
And 3.6 million voters voted on it. So I guess.
No way.
At least if you voted.
No.
My theory, and this is just my theory on the situation, and Romy, shut up because I don't want to hear your fucking shit.
I say no.
Is that. Calm down. Sorry, I was trying to bug a fly
no
away.
One. Why?
Was I think people said no because they were afraid that then they would probably lose what they have from them. So I'm sure British provides healthcare, provides other things to them. And if they say no, then all that shit's going to be gone. And people are always afraid of the unknown. So when you say we're going to lose all this to this, and then there's no like, well, what's going to be replacing it? People are going to say, well, then if you have no solution to what we're going to lose, and they're going to say no, because we want to keep what we have. That's my theory is
it's
why people
even,
said no.
I wouldn't even, I agree with what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't even think it's like you don't have any solution. I don't think there was no solution. I think it was most people in general don't like change.
Well, yeah, that's
there
true.
Was a solution. Provided by the, there would have been a new government set up.
I'm sure.
That was the Scottish government.
But it's still unknown. How, the unknown is, well, is it
no,
going to work? Is
no.
what they're saying going
right.
to actually work? So
right.
it's like, why change what we already know is okay? If like, I guess if people are already comfortable with what's going on,
right.
then they're
no.
not going to change
I understand.
That. So I guess it kind of does go with change a little bit too.
Right.
But
it's, they just don't want to change. They want it. They want things to be the same. They don't, they're scared of change. Even though, I mean, it's still another government, so it's not really like they're voting for freedom, like, but still, it just sounds weird.
That's what
oh,
I was saying.
We voted no for independence.
It's the way
okay.
the media presents
what?
It. But
you voted what, Romy?
I guess at
no.
least they
no.
got a chance to vote.
I say no.
I don't know.
But what?
Anyways.
But voting, well, like, who could...
I don't know, but
so
I'm
what
just
about
saying.
Here's why voting is so fucking ridiculous. There's 45% of the people said they wanted independence. Well, just fuck you, 45% of the people.
Yep.
Might makes right. Majority rules.
What do they do for those 45% of people that were like, yeah, I'm going to be okay. I'll be okay with what you have
said.
If set
the
up for
majority
me.
Of people say God exists, well, he must exist. If the majority of people say that your dog should die, guess what?
Not die, but be maybe neutered. That'd be pretty close to dying, though, for some dogs. Neutering, yeah.
I'm just saying. Well,
no, I hear you.
It's not up to you.
It is.
It's up to the majority.
Huh.
Nothing's up to you.
Then I'd kill all those 55%. People. 55%. And then all those people would not be around, and then it would just be us, and then we would win.
But this is the thing where I'm
just
what I always talk about is this whole authority thing. So why is it that because 55% of the people said no to independence, and 45% of the people said yes to independence, why is 55% the authority, and now that's what happens.
Why can't people just do what they want? That's what I want to say.
because, well, what I'm saying is authority doesn't really exist. Mm. It's this thought in people's minds. Because where does the authority come from?
Because people always go to bad people things. They never look at the bright side. They always say, you need to govern because what if this person comes into your house? What's going to happen then? Like, they always use the bad things to get you to support them, even though they create the bad things, though, a lot of the time.
That's not even what I'm saying.
Yeah,
though.
It is. It is deep
it's
down.
It's just that
deep down inside.
People believe a majority as being the authority.
All right.
And the authority doesn't even really exist, because where did it come from if it does exist?
I don't know.
Where did it come from? How'd it get there? That's
like the moon.
I'm looking for that. I can't find it. Sorry, guys. Jesus Christ. But it plays. That's what I'm saying. How, just because 55% of the people, and it's not even 55% of the people that live there. It's 55% of the people who actually decide to go out and vote,
yeah,
which is hardly anybody, I guarantee you.
Mm.
And yet still, they end up being the authority on everyone who didn't vote and the people who did vote and voted yes.
But then they're also swaying. Also, the media is making it sound like they don't have freedom. It's just they want to be separate from Britain. It's not like they don't have their own shit in Scotland. So they made it sound worse than it really is, though, too. Because
this
it's
is
like,
ridiculous.
It is. Because, like, you
sure
know what
it
I'm,
is.
Do you know what I'm saying? It made it sound like they were slaves to Britain, and now they chose to still be slaves to Britain. Like, no, they're just saying they want to be under the Britain law, is what they're saying.
Well, they kind of are. I mean, we're slaves to the American
yes.
government.
Yes. So there's really no difference, except for people chose to stay. We never get that choice. Like, when have we ever had a vote to say, do you want to be providing to the government or don't? So actually, they're a step ahead of us.
But it's
sense.
Not even that.
They are a step ahead of us.
No.
Because they're actually getting a vote to choose to be under their authority
went over this.
Or no.
No, no, no.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
That part is true, but they would then choose to be under the new government in Scottish rule.
But could be better, and it could be maybe a voluntary.
Right. No, no, no.
You don't know.
You can't. No.
But it might be a better option.
Yes.
Until and then move into
I agree.
Another better option.
It could be
and
better.
It could be a slow
you,
process towards the new.
You cannot have a voluntarious government. Because then the government would just cease to exist.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing is,
if it was voluntary,
they were in step in the right direction.
Nobody would choose to give their money to a stupid ass fucking.
But what I'm
government.
Saying is, they are in the step of the right direction. They're a step ahead of us, because when have we ever gotten a choice to vote to be part of a government or not?
Well,
never in
well,
this
see,
lifetime.
No,
at
I
least.
Know, but see, you're messing it up, because they're not voting to be part of a government.
Yes, Britain government. Oh my
God. One government. They were.
And then they're going to make their new one.
If they would.
We have a cat fight going on right now with the dog and the cat. So if you hear weird noises, that's what's going on. But anyways, continue. Go.
If they didn't want British government ruling over them, then they would have voted the other way. And then they would have voted for the new government ruling over them. The Scottish government.
Okay, but maybe that government would have been a little
right,
bit less restrictive, is what I'm saying.
True. And this is, I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying. I totally agree.
Oh, okay.
With where it could have been less
He's
restrictive government. But the way you're wording it every time you talk about it is they voted to still be under government rule, and if they would have voted the other way, they wouldn't have been under government
okay,
rule.
They would have been
but
under
yes,
a different one that might have been a little bit less restrictive. Maybe I should have stated
right.
it that way.
And
but
I totally
when
agree
have
with that.
We, this is what my point is, though,
never.
When have we ever been given that choice? Never. So they are a step ahead of us, because they at least were given a choice to be under one or a lesser of one. We've
but
never been given
I would
that
still,
choice.
Here's the thing. I would still have an argument against that as I don't really think that's a choice. They still were not given a choice. If the choice is not there to not be ruled by any government, then you don't have a choice, right?
Yeah.
Choice A is be ruled by this government. Choice B is be ruled by this government. And that's it. There's no choice C, be ruled by no government.
No, I know. That is, and I don't think that wouldn't be the next step, though, like you said earlier. It wouldn't be like no government or government. It would be this government or this government, and you'd have to choose which one is less restrictive.
Right.
That would be the first step, which we never have had that step. It's either a Republican or a Democrat.
Right, and this
and
is what...
And they're the same, is what you're saying.
I'm saying they don't really have a choice.
Because you're either picking the lesser of two evils.
Every 4 years, we don't really have a choice.
Evils.
They're both the same.
But it's still evil.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Let's move on because we spent too much time on that one. But I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is no. Anytime you're voting, you're not voting. Like there's no real choice.
So then don't vote.
Please stop voting.
Okay, next.
Stop voting for stupid shit.
Ebola, because that's something you can
vote for. Vote for Ebola.
Destruction.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's bring on the Ebola.
So, apparently...
Wait, remember this?
I have nightmares about that. But, so, a Texas hospital, apparently, because everyone knows that Ebola patient, the first one in the U.S., was in Texas.
Everybody knows.
But he's been released, but it was an error.
Dun, dun, dun.
Apparently, a Texas hospital blames records that were flawed as a reason for the Ebola patient to be first released. So, yeah, crazy shit. So the Dallas hospital treating the patient with Ebola blamed a flaw in the electronic health records as the reason he was first released, despite telling a nurse he had come from West Africa. And then everyone knows his name was Thomas Eric Duncan. Everyone kind of calls him Duncan, though. And he was currently, is currently confined to an isolation unit at the Texas Health Hospital in Dallas. But he first went there a couple weeks ago, but apparently he wasn't there right away. Like, he had gone home, and then... So it wasn't very controlled situation, so...
Oh, he went back to the ones he loves. Yeah. Kind of like the strain.
Yeah, so... So anyways, so he first was there on Thursday, but was allowed to leave. So he went there, and then they were like, go ahead and go home. And then... When he went home, and then I guess the Center for Disease Control Prevention told him it was okay to go home, and then Deacon returned to the hospital 3 days after that, and then he was in serious condition with Ebola. So you had the symptoms and all that shit. So basically, the hospital's to blame for him being allowed to be exposed to other people, essentially. So what's going on now is... because he was, like, with his family when he was ill. Now, his family is, like, confined, but they're not confined in a hospital. I guess they're, like, just kind of confined in their house or home or whatever you want to call it. And they're, like, people are bringing them, like, food and shit because, like, they're not being allowed to leave. They're basically, like, on house arrest, a sense.
Quarantine.
Yeah. Because he was allowed access back to them. So, but... What the main idea of this is that the hospital let him leave, and they shouldn't have. They should have kept him. But because of a freaking computer error, they let him leave, and then he exposed it possibly to other people in his family.
So basically, if you want to know what's going on with the whole Ebola thing, go watch season 1 of The Strain on FX. 13 episodes. Watch them.
And
you'll be caught up.
They say currently none of his family members have any symptoms. Like, there's no fever, nothing like that going on. No diarrhea or pain. But, of course, they're still in confinement because apparently symptoms can show within, like, 10 to 21 days. Like, it's a huge gap. Like, you could have it and not know. Did you read it? Like, I read about it. Like, there's, like, a huge gap between, like, you could have it, but then you won't have symptoms for, like, basically almost a month after you get to contract it, which is kind of scary. Which makes it more scary because you could think I'm fine, I'm not sick, and then have it. Does that make sense? Like, it's not an instant thing.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm just saying that's what makes it scary, because it's not a, like, you cough on me, now I start having symptoms like 2 days later. It's anywhere between like a week to 21 days you can have symptoms.
Well, and I don't think coughing on you would do it. No, I think I have to come
fluid.
Inside you. It's
fluid. I'm just saying.
Or bleed into your bloody scab. Ooh,
so,
that sounds hot. Let's do it. Let's bleed into each other's scabs.
Oh my God.
I'm a pedophile.
Anyways, Ebola has killed more than 3,300 people.
Not here.
With nearly 720
those are all
cases
in Africa,
reported.
Though.
700,000 cases. No, I'm just saying in general. That's
I know,
what I'm
but saying. Those are all in Africa. Nobody here has died yet.
Yet.
Think.
Well, this guy might. I don't know. This
he may be dead by now. When's this story from?
Early October, so like October
that's
1st.
Today.
No, October 1st is
okay.
Early October.
Well, today's still early October.
All right, moving on to Hillary Clinton, another Ebola face.
What?
I guess Hillary.
Boner. Oh, yeah. Hillary Clinton. hurts your vagina?
Ugh, that hurts my vagina. Hillary Clinton's guess is funded by Goldman Sachs.
Oh, every president's been funded by Goldman Sachs.
And I guess
Sachs
this
recently.
Whole thing is that she has problems with him right now, but I think that's just all for show because she wants to seem like she has problems with them. But in reality, she's getting funded by them. So then when she runs for president in 2016, it's all like, whatever, we're good now. They're giving me money to run and that I'm going to win because if you have told me, that Goldman Sachs have funded the Bushes,
Obama's?
Has funded Bunda. Or Obama.
Who's Bunda?
I don't know. That's
I
Obama's.
I
want to
meet Bunda.
Penis.
We're finally going to get our drinks. Oh, chicken, yeah.
So basically what this article is just saying is that, hey, keep an eye out for her because she's funded by Goldman Sachs. The devil's in us all. So.
Well, whoever they choose to run for Republican as president is also going to be funded by Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is a cunt. Clinton. Hillary Clinton.
But that's all. It was like a really long story to say really nothing. Basically, all they're saying is, yep, Goldman Sachs gives her money. So that's enough about that. Next one, though. This one's kind of interesting.
Pretty much known. If they're running for president, they're getting money from Goldman Sachs.
Yeah. So, ugh. But anyways, this one's kind of interesting. It's drugs and sex spend top. Like, spend the most money over beer and wine.
Spending.
Yeah.
Tops.
So.
Beer and wine.
Yep. So, in the UK, though. Sorry. So, the UK spent more on illegal substances and prostitution last year than it did on wine or beer.
So fuck you, beer.
Yeah, they said fuck you.
Fuck
beer.
You, beer. Mm-hmm. So, this is all in pounds because that's what the UK uses. But they spent just under 11 billion pounds for wine and beer. And then in 2013, and then they spent 12.3 billion pounds on drugs and paid sex.
What drugs?
It doesn't say. It just says drugs.
Just all drugs. They're just all lumped. But alcohol is a drug. So
and they're including, I think they're including pills in that too.
Okay,
so
but do you understand? Like,
I understand. Alcohol is a drug, so it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, they broke it up and said they spent this much on alcohol, but they spent this much on drugs. But alcohol is a drug. It's one of the worst drugs actually out there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Because most people, but.
And then nobody considers that a drug because it's legal.
Hmm.
Which is weird. Cigarettes are a drug too. Those are legal.
But you don't see them as drug. I would never. Yeah. If
no.
someone would say, what's
well,
the. You
I,
know.
I see all of it as drugs.
Yeah, but you don't
They're
think
all
that.
Drugs. I mean, caffeine's a drug, yeah. but nobody sees that either.
Well, anything that isn't anything that manipulates your cognitive ability considered a drug?
I don't know.
I would think that's the definition of
well,
a drug.
You get hit in the head. You get punched in the head. That'll affect your cognitive
ability. A substance.
And you're,
I said a substance.
Drug. You didn't say that.
Oh, I'm
now
sorry.
You are.
So
now
a substance that manipulates your cognitive ability would be a drug. So
yes.
Caffeine. Make some people awake. So that's affecting your cognitive ability. So that's a drug. Therefore, supplements would be considered a drug. right?
Yeah,
beer
yeah, I don't
is
know.
A drug, then.
I think we need a campaign to change
what the definition?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, because all of those, therefore, would
I
be
I don't know
drug.
What drug means. Well, it depends on who it's coming from. Like, who's saying it. Because most, you know, the talking heads on the news channels, they talk about drugs, and they're not talking about alcohol
who
or cigarettes.
Who said drugs were bad? It's when people were on drugs and did bad things that made drugs bad. Or when people took drugs and died made things bad. Bad. Give drugs a bad rep. Do you know what I'm saying?
What? Were you on drugs while you just said that?
No, but think about it. Like, someone was like, drugs are bad because they kill people, or drugs are bad because
great.
They make you do weird things. But, like, back in the day, people did shit that, like, cocaine was used in hospitals for, like, pain and shit.
Well,
and
what was, I'm...
like. So who sat down and was like, cocaine is a drug and it's bad for you because it's addictive? Like, well, okay.
Well, that's basically what I'm talking about is like the first part of what you said, these people always say is drugs are bad.
Because why?
No.
But why?
No, not even that. What are drugs? They're not talking. When they say that, they're not even talking about alcohol, caffeine, or cigarettes. Usually. Right?
No.
Am I right?
No, they're talking about cocaine, heroin, marijuana.
Maybe. Marijuana. Why are they lumping
drugs?
No, why are they? Why are they lumping marijuana with heroin?
Because it's a substance. One. Or is that one? What is that? The bad one.
Yeah.
One,
they're
yeah.
both on. But that's what I'm saying. They don't know that. The general person doesn't know that.
But that's but because that's what society
when they say,
put in their heads.
They say drugs. This is the whole point that I was talking about.
Oh.
They just label drugs.
Drugs.
Drugs. What are drugs?
Hugs, not drugs.
Stop taking drugs. What? You got to tell me what drugs I should stop taking.
So instead of on a shirt, you would like it to say instead of drug, don't, no
say
drugs,
specifics.
Say no heroin, marijuana, cocaine, prescription well, pills. You'd like that?
Wipe out marijuana from there. Cause.
But I'm just saying that's what you'd like to see. No heroin, no cocaine,
well,
no.
Let me know what you're talking about.
Be specific.
Stop saying drugs. Say no to drugs. Okay, well.
Prescription
this is,
drugs?
This is legal alcohol. And
you just want
I'm,
more
and I'm over
specific.
21.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to walk into the liquor store and say.
But who?
No.
Who gave that number? 21. You're good at 21. You can drink. At 21, you're okay.
That's fine, but. Do you understand what
that's
I'm saying?
That's another issue.
Walk into the store. This is what I hear from Dare. I have to say no to all drugs.
That's from the 80s.
I should run in to the liquor store and just yell really loud and slam my fist down and say no.
Yep.
No to all of you.
That's what you should do.
I say no to drugs. Alcohol, no.
No.
All right, just like that, though. I think you need to have a burp when you say
no.
It. No.
I say no. No.
No!
Just like that.
No, thank you.
All right, moving on.
No way.
I'm dead. So.
But seriously, no to drugs.
You're right. They should
what?
Be more specific.
What drugs? No to caffeine?
No prescription drugs.
No drinking coffee. No.
Yep.
That's say what no.
They should say.
Say no to coffee.
Yep. I should say that.
I don't know.
Drug free is the way to be.
It's ridiculous.
So.
Stop charging people
drugs.
To come and visit you in jail.
I don't like you, Romy, so.
Good luck.
Anyways, that's the news. I'm Sarah Nay, and hugs, not drugs.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Can you feel it?
That was pretty quick. I know you're slowing down to let me.
Your fast finger is there.
I did find it.
No, I actually was slowing down because I wanted to figure out what I wanted to say at the end. Oh. So it actually worked out. All right, anyways.
I was trying to find it.
Well, there are people that are drunker than us because they get put on the news. So we have a drink of the week. And who is it this week? We're kind of behind on weeks, but
A drunk man fends off a crocodile with an eye poke.
Huh.
An inebriated Australian fought off a death-rolling crocodile by poking it in the eye, a feat that could have come straight out of Crocodile Dundee film.
Huh.
Stephen Maureen was on a hunting trip with his brother shooting pig, geese, and emu when the attack happened. The 20-year-old had waded into water to retrieve a goose he had shot when a crocodile jumped up and grabbed him by the arm.
That's horrible.
Pulling him underwater.
Oh.
As the 6-foot-6-inch crocodile went into a death roll, Maureen jabbed it in the eye and was able to escape its jaws. The hunter said he didn't feel much pain during the attack because he was a little bit tipsy, adding that he drank a bit more beer after the attack to further numb the pain.
I would, too.
We were shooting geese. My cousin brother told... wait, that's what he called him?
My cousin brother. Oh.
My cousin brother told me...
To, are they in Florida? Because that sounds about right.
We were shooting geese. My cousin brother told me go and get the duck there. I just walked. I got the first goose, the second one, then the number three one. He grabbed me on my arm.
Because he was going for your dinner.
The death roll. Lucky for me, when he went underwater, I saw him, and I poked his eye. He let go. Once he let go, he ran for the bank. My cousin brother shot him. What the hell?
I don't know.
What's a cousin brother?
Maybe it's a cousin that your parents adopted.
We should call this episode... cousin brother.
Maybe. That's funny.
Anyways, there is your drunk.
So if you ever come across a crocodile, poke him in the eye. Is what the moral of the story is all about. That's what I got.
And watch out for your cousin brother. I don't know. They're crazy.
They are crazy.
Cousin brothers are crazy.
They're crazy.
You got some booze news? But do it.
I do. So... Russian brewer buys ironic American brand Pabst Blue Ribbon.
PBR.
So PBR is no longer a American beer. It's a Russian. Russian beer.
Wait, do it again.
Russian. Mother Russia. They.
What did she say?
What Mother Russia say about this?
About PBR.
She says, tasty. anyways,
no good.
Apparently, a Russian brewer is taking over America's iconic PBR. It's Oasis Brewing Company, based in Russia, and they had signed a deal with PBR on Friday in Los Angeles. So it is official; they are going to be going to Russia. But I don't think there'll be any changes. It says Oasis has said it will not change any of the PBR brands. So it's going to basically be the same. It's just not going to be American. It'll be Russian now.
So. Say, in Russia, what? PBR drinks you.
I don't know how to say it in Russian. PBR drinks you. I don't know.
No.
Oh. I thought that's what you want me to say. In a Russian accent.
That too.
Oh.
But say exactly what I just said. In Russia, PBR drinks you.
In Russia, PBR drinks you. Alrighty, next booze news is a study says, apparently to the Booze News website, people who don't drink alcohol are more likely to die young. This is definitely a different take, because typically people say if you drink...
Typically,
people say that if you drink when you're young, you're going to die younger. But let's find out.
I'm a pedophile.
A newly released study shows that regular drinkers are less likely to die prematurely than people who have never indulged in alcohol. You read that right. Time reports that abstaining from alcohol long can lead to a shorter life than consistent moderate drinking. So not that you're going on drinking, getting drunk every night. Moderate drinking. So it says that it was a controlled study which looked at individuals between ages 55 and 65, and it spanned a 20-year period. So it's We've been a long time. And accounted for variable ranging from socioeconomic statuses to the level of physical activity that they receive. So that all came into what they're studying. And it said, of the 1,824 study participants, only 41% of the moderate drinkers died prematurely, compared to a whopping 69% of the non-drinkers.
Oh, shit. I'm so fucking drunk.
So, basically, it says, despite the increased risk for, liver cancers and other types of cancers, not to mention dependency on alcohol and accidents, but basically it's saying that you're less likely to die if you're a drinker than you are if you are not a drinker.
Hey, listeners, come in close.
What?
Keep coming.
What?
Get a little closer.
I can't hear you. What?
I know, you probably just have your earbud in your ear, so.
So you can hear me.
I have a little secret. You can keep your liver healthy.
Oh,
and you
okay.
can dodge hangovers. It really works. Go check it out. Glutathione. GLUTHIONE. Nope. I spelled it completely wrong.
Do you know how
I'm just not going to spell it. How about that?
Just say it.
Glutathione.
Glutathione. Glue. Like GLE.
I missed the TA in the middle. And I didn't do TA. I just glutathione.
It's fine. Glutathione. They can sound it out and figure it out.
Anyway, it's glutathione. Find it.
Gotcha.
But it's got to be liposomal. It's got to be liquid form. Mm. Drink that shit before you drink your beers. Goodbye hangovers. Goodbye liver disease.
Possibly. Possibly.
I would just say your liver is going to be nice and healthy.
Improved liver functioning. That's what you should say.
Oh, yeah. This shit is magical.
Speaking of magical boosters, we have glutathione for the booster of your liver, or liver booster rooster.
What?
But
what is happening?
There is a theory that beer could boost brain power. So now I'm talking about
nuts.
Beer, not nuts. Beer can boost the power of your brain.
Mm.
So apparently there's a rare compound found only in hops. So it's like the hops in the beer. And it could help it to improve cognitive functioning.
Sure does.
And slow down memory degradation. A recent study has discovered. So it actually can help with your memory. Researchers at Oregon State University found that doses of flavonoid found only in hops was capable of improving the memory and thought patterns in a group of mice. So obviously they've only done this with animals, but they said that they gave a group of young and old mice on a diet that had this before putting them through a series of tests to gauge whether or not the treatment had improved their spatial memory and cognitive flexibility. And within the younger group of mice, cognitive flexibility improved. However, older mice were found to be immune to its effects. So I guess if you're old, it's not going to really work. But if you're young, woohoo, it might work. While encouraging, a human would have to drink roughly 2,000 liters of beer a day to get the same dosage. So I don't really think it's really a good idea, but hey, it's saying that it kind of helps with your memory. However, the study does raise the possibility of one day harnessing the compound to treat cognitive problems in humans. So it's like a small step. Anyways, that's all we have for the booze news. But
cool news.
It's been a while since I heard that. German city, pain, alcoholics, and beer. A German city has launched a controversial program that will see its alcoholic homeless sweep the streets in return for beer and cigarettes.
Oh.
I swear I've heard this before. We've read, I think, a similar story.
All right, well,
but this is
on.
New. This is the news. Social workers in the Western Industrial City of Essen will oversee the pickup project, which will focus on the rundown central square near the town's railway station, a place commonly occupied by dozens of homeless people and addicts. The project copied from similar initiatives in Holland.
There you go, Holland.
I think that's where we read it before. Is aimed at both tidying up the city and helping the homeless to get back into the kind of routine necessary for reintegration into normal society by getting them drunk. I added that. It is also hoped that it will discourage addicts from drinking dangerous amounts of harder alcohol. Wait. Oh, because they buy them beer?
Well, because they're working it. So, like, they're working for their beer. Because it says right here, as for their work.
As for their work, they will be paid with 3 bottles of beer, a hot meal, and cigarettes for smokers.
So, like, they're getting paid in what they want. So they're thinking that then they'll be less likely to go out and buy a bottle because they're like, well, tomorrow I'll just get 3 more beers. You know what I'm saying? I can see what they're saying.
I guess.
That's all. That's
they need to provide them with some glutathione.
Well, they don't care about that. They just care.
They will also be given $1.20 an hour, but it's not $1.20. It's pounds from the city treasury for their efforts. No, it's not pounds in Germany. What is it? It's
Euro.
Is it? Yeah. However, the project has drawn criticism from some aid groups who see giving alcoholics an incentive of beer as dehumanizing and akin to blackmail. I would say bullshit on you, whoever said that. You're an asshole. If someone agrees to take a certain product, whatever the hell it is, and provide you with a certain service, that's all voluntary transaction right there, right? They're not forcing them, hey, do this work and we'll give you beer. If you don't, we're going to throw you in a cage.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, hey, will you do this? We'll give you beer and cigarettes.
Gotcha.
And they can either be like, no way, or sure, let's go.
Let's do this.
That sounds voluntary to me.
Can you put your back?
So stop being a busybody bitch, whoever that is. Anyway, there you go.
Moving on. Next one.
Beer case with 99 cans. Yes, 99 pack. Actual Ooh. Size. It's a Texas brewer. Everything is bigger in Texas, including the packs of beer. A small brewery in Austin, Texas, came up with the idea to put 99 cans of beer in one case.
On the wall.
The case of Peacemaker Ale is 7 feet long, weighs 82 pounds, and costs $99.
Hmm.
Austin Beer Works made only 20 of the large cases.
Oh.
That's it.
Wow.
They went on sale last week. This was a long time ago.
Back in...
March.
March. But still.
They went on sale last week.
But still.
Sold out the first day.
Wow.
Since, demand is huge. The brewery plans to make another run.
And I think they...
9 packs soon.
Did. And they I have. Think they did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have.
But it was
I
a cool idea.
I think they showed
idea.
Up on at midnight.
Yeah.
Or Tosh.
It was definitely a cool idea.
Heineken shakes up home beer market. Heineken has tapped into the design flair of Apple's Mark Neuson to create a revolutionary draft beer dispenser for use at home. Introducing this new gadget called...
It's called... The cat jumped up on the table.
It's called the Sub.
Go ahead.
Which represents a collaboration between himself, Heineken, and technology firm Krups. Neuson drew a comparison with the Nespresso machines that help people to make their own high-quality coffee at the touch of a button. In an interview with Design Magazine, Neuson, who described himself as a consistent beer drinker. Oh, that's how I describe my own self.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a consistent beer drinker.
Yeah, consistent.
He explained the implication of the Sub for the brewing sector. This will make available all different types of brands of beer around the world to people who would otherwise never be able to experience them. And if they could experience them, they would be in a bottle or can, certainly not in a draft format. It's really a kind of revolutionary shift in terms of this particular product.
Yes.
Interesting. Oh, we have furry friends trying to be a part of our cast tonight.
One more real quick if you're looking for...
Well, we got a fight to wait tonight.
Yeah, if you're looking for a fight.
Or a baseball game or a NASCAR race.
Maybe a pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
That you did not buy, head on over to VIPbox.eu.
Oh.
And that's about all I want to say about it.
Because if you go there, you'll see. You just click on whatever sport you want, and you can pop it like
I'm
it's hot.
I'm just saying. Keep it on the down low.
Oh.
Don't want them getting in trouble.
Don't tell anyone
but
about this.
They're providing a lot of good shit. And you can watch the MLB playoffs if you want.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's good for people who don't have cable.
Or people who don't want to pay for cable, I guess. I don't know.
Either way, you don't have cable.
There you go. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. I don't know why that song was in my head, but it is.
Blockbusters!
Mostly shows. Because we've been gone for a while, so there's a lot of movies that came out. But just something that's kind of we really enjoyed since we've been gone.
What's that?
True Detective was something that we really enjoyed. It was intriguing because I wouldn't have thought of those high-end actors to be in like a TV show. Because it was, if you didn't watch it, it was Woody Allen. Or not Woody Allen. Oh, my God. Woody Harrelson. Wow. I don't know why I said Woody Allen. I don't know. Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. And they played detectives. Thank you for the cheers. Thank you. And it was, like, good and intense. But I was kind of like, well, where are they going to go after this? Because I knew when we started watching it that they were only going to be in one season. So I was kind of like, well, then how is this show going to go on?
I don't remember if it was episode 3 or 4. One of those was like the breakout kick-ass episode for me.
I think it was 3.
It was good leading up to it. Maybe it was episode 3, maybe it was episode 4, whatever. But whatever that episode was, then it was like, oh my God.
This yeah.
is a damn good show. It was insane. The camera work, just everything. It was shot well, written awesome. Matthew McConaughey in that episode was just ridiculous. It was such a good show.
I'm sure you've all watched it or heard of it by now, but that was just one of our new shows that we watched. That
if you haven't, please check it out.
Yeah.
And the season 2 is coming back, and it's not them, obviously.
No.
It's Vince...
Oh,
Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn.
And
Colin Farrell.
So it's a different twist, but it's...
Totally different story.
I'm wondering if every season they just pick 2 new big actors.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, it's a totally different, completely different story.
It's like American Horror Story, but without the same actors.
But they don't keep the same people. Yeah.
Gotcha. But it was very good. I liked it. So that was like our big thing that we've watched since we've been gone. That's not the typical like Walking Dead and shit, because we all know that.
And I just want to mention, if you're not watching South Park, what the hell's wrong with you? It's so libertarian. Everything that happens in there is just
amazing.
It's incredible. It's hilarious, but yet it's the most libertarian TV show I've ever seen, I think.
You know, it's not
hilarious.
Even subtle all the time. I was going to say it's kind of subtle, but not really. Sometimes they just put it all out there.
And it's hilarious.
So give South Park a chance if you haven't. And that's all. Alrighty. Well, that's our season 2, episode 1. Or
the premiere.
Or episode 101. Whatever you want to like it, lick it, whatever.
Premiere episode Season 2.
Sorry if it was a little shaky, but, you know.
It was very shaky.
We're getting back into things. Romy?
No way.
Shut up. We don't
I'm very, very sorry. I really am. Sincerely, I am.
But, yeah, anyways.
Slow down.
Go
check
to,
yourself. Stop the insanity.
DrunkOnLiberty.com. Check out our site.
Donate.
Donate if you want to. Donate if you don't want to. Just donate. I don't care. We'll give you a koozie if you do. Check out our Facebook page.
Nothing's been going on.
Yeah, but check it out, because we're awesome. You
maybe
know?
Some shit will start happening. Since now we've popped our heads up out of the...
Rabbit hole?
The jeans.
No, rabbit hole sounds better. Anyways.
Ah!
We don't like him. Stop playing him. We don't like him.
Why?
Because you're weird. All right.
Who are you?
Anyways, so what is our, you know, final song for episode one, season two?
Episode one premiere. The premiere episode. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. We got Three Loco not coming home tonight. I am not coming home. Peace out, bitches.
A car full of gas, so I'm not coming home tonight. Yeah, I ain't coming home tonight. Just got a case of Coors Light. I'ma get another DUI. Sorry, fat ass, this my life. I won't be back, I'm sorry. I'm at a Three Loco party. Fucking a Cholo Barbie in Cocoa Beach. So gnarly. I don't wanna come home. Bitch, just let a dog roam. Hell nah, I didn't answer my phone. I was all alone, doing drugs in a school zone. I'm not coming home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I got a pocket full of cash, a car full of gas. So I'm not coming home tonight. Home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I got a pocket full of cash, a car full of gas. So I'm not coming home tonight. Yeah.
Fuck home, I don't even wanna go there. On the road to St. Elsewhere. I ain't lost, I'm just cruising black. I found two bitches that go ass to ass. Motel 6 ain't up to par, so fuck it, I'll just sleep in my car. Woke up on the edge of the earth, I don't wanna go back. It ain't worth it, now I'm in Paris with Euro hoes. They French kissing my dick, now I'll never go home.
I'm not coming home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I got a pocket full of cash, a car full of gas. So I'm not coming home tonight. Home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I got a pocket full of cash, a car full of gas. So I'm not coming home tonight. Yeah.
Billy James. Charlie Sheen. Sheen. My blunt looks like a burrito supreme.
Taco.
I can front page of the magazine.
So,
now she in my face.
Face.
Maybelline.
Yeah.
Rap game Madonna. Strike a pose.
Pop.
Bad bitch in Mikasa. Folding clothes.
Laundry.
Now I'm Burt Reynolds with the Listerine.
Wash.
Live half my life in a limousine.
Yeah, I pull a phone in a Zima.
Zima.
My bitch ass in fact Trina.
Trina.
Like MC Hammer, how you seen her? Yeah, I'm not coming home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I got a pocket full of cash, a car full of gas. So I'm not coming home tonight. Home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I'm not coming home tonight. I got a pocket full of cash, a car full of gas. So I'm not coming home tonight. Yeah.
Heard something about Afghani Kush? Stay smoking.
Boom, I hit that record button. This is Ryan J, and this is the sound of my voice on the microphone. Microphone number one. Number one, bitches!
No, I think I'm number one. I wear the pants in this family.
I bring home the bacon.
No, I bring more bacon home.
I bring more bacon home.
You need to share that bacon.
Our drunken how do you say, randids? Rampants?
What?
I won't be how commitment-itted we were.
Oh.
What? It's good. We're retarded.
My jigger.
Wow. There's a good drop already.
But pay for your own frickin' shit.
Well, what about these roses?
They're the same.
Ooh, that sounds hot. Let's do it. Let's bleed into each other's skips.
Oh my god.
I'm a pedophile.
Hillary Clinton is a cunt. Clinton cunt.
Well, anything that isn't anything that manipulates your cognitive ability considered a drug? A substance.
I said a substance.
True.
You didn't say that.
That's what you should do.
I say no to drugs. Alcohol, no.
No.
My cousin brother shot him.
Russian. In Russia, PBR drinks you.